Track 2.24.
Why aren't people more interested in science? Welcome to my blog, where I write about the things that really interest me. This week, I want to talk a bit about science, scientists, and science stories. Let's start with Newton. We all know the story, don't we? Back in about 1666, Isaac Newton was visiting his mother one day and was walking around in her garden. He sat down under an apple tree and started thinking. Newton was always thinking about something. That's what scientists do. So he was sitting and thinking when an apple fell out of the tree and hit the ground beside him. Some people say the apple fell on his head, but who knows? And Newton thought about why things fall down and not up or sideways, and he got the idea of gravity. Nice story, isn't it? Only it's probably not true, or at least we've got no way of knowing if it's true. It's a bit like Archimedes in the bath. You don't know that one? Okay, so a Greek mathematician was sitting in his bath one day more than 2,000 years ago, and while he was getting out, he noticed that the water went down in the bath. So he got back in, and the water went back up. "Now I understand," shouted Archimedes. Actually, he shouted, "Eureka!" because he was Greek, not English. He saw that the level of the water in the bath was directly related to exactly how much of his body was in the water, that this relationship was constant. It never changed. Some people say that he was so happy about his discovery that he ran out into the street without putting his clothes on. No, that probably didn't happen either, but he had a good reason to be happy. This was a very important moment in our understanding of maths and physics. The stories are hard to believe, but the important thing is that Archimedes and Newton really did exist, and they really did come up with those important ideas. Newton worked out that if the Earth's gravity has an effect on the movement of an apple, then it probably has an effect on the movement of the moon too, and all kinds of new ideas and discoveries came from that. And you might say that these discoveries were accidents, and in a way they were, but not complete accidents. They needed people like Newton and Archimedes to do the thinking. Scientists and mathematicians do a lot of thinking, and because of that, our world is the way it is.